The glory of Nam is infinite. I sacrifice myself on the Satguru. This is the Bhajan Nam Ki Mahima Aparampar on page 247. In a very short time, the difficulties and afflictions flee from one within whose temple of mind the Satguru always resides. There is no bigger support than Nam. Kabir and Nanak meditated upon Nam. They illuminated the world. Reciting the Nam of the Lord, Mira drank the cup of poison. Adorn your life with Nam every day, with regularity. Whoever remained indifferent to God has wasted his birth. The life of him who meditated upon Nam became successful. Whoever boarded the ship of Nam has crossed over. Nam and those who meditate upon it know the glory of Nam. Ajay, after getting attached to the feet of Kripal, has sung his glory millions of times. Whoever came to the door of the Master, his boat has crossed over. The glory of Nam is infinite. I sacrifice myself on the Satguru. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 247.
Nam ki mahima aparampar, jaava Satguru ke balihar. Nam ki mahima aparampar, jaava Satguru ke balihar. पलक झपकते कट जाते हैं उसके कष्ट कलेश जिसके मन मंदिर में रहते सतगुरु जी हमेश पलक झपकते कट जाते हैं उसके कष्ट कलेश जिसके मन मंदिर में रहते सतगुरु जी हमेश और नाम से बड़ा नहीं है कोई भी आधार नाम की महिमा अपरंपार जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम की महिमा अपरंपार जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम जपा कबीर नानक ने जग में किया उजाला लेकर प्रभु का नाम पी गई मीरा जहर प्याला नाम जपा कबीर नानक ने जग में किया उजाला लेकर प्रभु का नाम पी गई मीरा जहर प्याला नित नियम से करो नाम से जीवन का श्रृंगार नाम की महिमा अपरंपार जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम की महिमा अपरंपार जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार प्रभु से बेमुख रहा जो कोई उसने जन्म गवाया उसका जीवन सफल हो गया जिसने नाम से आया प्रभु से बेमुख रहा जो कोई उसने जन्म गवाया उसका जीवन सफल हो गया जिसने नाम से आया जो भी चढ़ा नाम की नया उतर गया भव पार नाम की महिमा अपरंपार, जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार। नाम की महिमा अपरंपार, जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार। नाम की महिमा नाम ही जाने, जा जिस नाम ते आया। अजायब कृपाल के चरणी लग के कोट कोट यश गाया। नाम की महिमा नाम ही जाने, जा जिस नाम ते आया। अजायब कृपाल के चरणी लग के कोट कोट यश गाया। जो भी द्वारे आया गुर के उसका बेड़ा पार। नाम की महिमा अपरंपार, जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार। नाम की महिमा अपरंपार, जावा सतगुरु के बलिहार।
Glory of Naam is infinite. I sacrifice myself on the Satguru. And we are continuing reading Master Kripal's analysis of Surat Shabad Yoga in his great book, The Crown of Life, the section called The Cornerstones. Today we'll read the second cornerstone, Sadachar. And Master says, it is the necessity for self-discipline. It makes Sadachar the second cornerstone of the pattern. The word Sadachar is not easy to translate. One can find many literal equivalents, but none of them really expresses its extensive and many-sided significance. In brief, it stands for the good and pure life. It does not imply any rigid code or set moral formulae, but suggests purity and simplicity, which radiate from within and spread outwards, permeating every action, every word, every thought. It is as much concerned with one's personal habits, good and hygienic, as with one's individual and social ethics. And on its ethical side, it is concerned not merely with one's relation to one's fellow men, but to all living things. That is, harmony, which is the result of recognition that all things are from the same essence. And so a worm is as much a part of Brahman as the mightiest of gods, Indra. The first lesson taught by a true guru is that of the identity of substance, and he who has grasped this truth will discipline his life accordingly. He will not be a prey to inordinate desires, and his one aim will be to reach the still point, which holds in itself all actions. The point where to have nothing is to possess everything. He will know that the one path to fulfillment is through renunciation, and the one way to reach the Almighty is through freeing himself from all other attachments. In order to arrive at having pleasure in everything, desire to have pleasure in nothing. In order to arrive at possessing everything, desire to possess nothing. In order to arrive at being everything, desire to be nothing. St. John of the Cross. Cleanse the chamber of thy heart that thy beloved may enter. Tulsi Sahib. Where there is nothing, there is God. W.B. Yeats. Freed from the demon of desire, kama, he will be freed from the demon of wrath, krodha, which follows upon frustration of desire. Liberated from these, he would be freed also from greed, lobe, attachment, moh, and pride, ahankar, which are but the extensions of desire. His would be a life of detachment or of nishkam. But detachment would not be for him a life of indifference or of ascetic renunciation. To know all life is to discover a new bond between oneself and the rest of creation. He who knows this cannot be merely indifferent. He must perforce be filled to overflowing with sympathy for all that he confronts, and sympathy toward the whole must imply a certain holy indifference to the part. He will no longer be tied to his own narrow individual interests, but will share his love and resources with all. He will develop, slowly but surely, something of the compassion of the Buddha and the love of Christ. Nor will he feel himself called upon to leave the world for the solitude of the forest, the mountain, or the desert cave. The detachment must be an inner one, and one who cannot achieve it at home will not achieve it in the forest. He will recognize the great use of occasional retreats from worldly affairs and cares to the silence of solitary meditation and concentration, but he will not seek to escape from life and its responsibilities. He will be a loving husband and a good father, but while being these, he will never forget the ultimate purpose of life, always knowing how to give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and preserving for God that which is God's. The way for transcending desire, he will know, is not through repressing it, but meeting it squarely and overcoming it. To him, sannyasa is not a matter of outer evasion or escapism, but of inner freedom, an idea that is well expressed by Nanak thus: let contentment be your earrings, and endeavor for the divine and respect for the higher self, your wallet, and constant meditation on him, your ashes. Let preparedness for death be your cloak, and let your body be like unto a chaste virgin. Let your master's teachings be your supporting staff. From the Japji. And of course, all those things, the earrings, wallet, ashes, cloak, supporting staff, all those things were carried by yogis and were outer signs of the practice of yoga. The two cardinal virtues that such a man will cultivate will be charity and chastity. He will be large of heart and bounteous, caring more for the sufferings of others than for his own, and easily forgiving those who injure him. He will be simple and restrained in his habits. His wants will be few and easily satisfied. For one who has too many desires and too many attachments cannot be pure of heart. For him, chastity will extend even to giving up meat and drink. When all life is one, to live upon the flesh of other living beings would be to defile oneself. And when one's goal is to attain even higher realms of consciousness, to resort to narcotics and intoxicants is only to court regression. It is not an idiosyncrasy of Indian seers that they should have made abstinence from meat and drink a necessary part of the spiritual discipline. We have similar injunctions in the Quran and the Holy Bible. Thus, in Proverbs 23:20, we find, "Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh." And in Romans 14:21, "It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak." And in 1 Corinthians 6:13, "Meats for the belly and belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." In the Essene Gospel of John, direct translation from the Aramaic of the pure original words of Jesus, we have, "But they answered him, 'Whither should we go, Master? For with you are the words of eternal life. Tell us, what are the sins we must shun that we may never more see disease?' Jesus answered, "Be it so according to your faith." And he sat down among them, saying, "It was said to them of olden time, honor thy heavenly father and thy earthly mother, and their commandments, that thy days may be long upon the earth." And next was given this commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." For life is given to all by God, and that which God has given, let not man take away. For I tell you truly, from one mother proceeds all that lives upon the earth. Therefore he who kills, kills his brother. And from him will the earthly mother turn away, and will pluck from him her quickening breasts. And he will be shunned by her angels, and Satan will have his dwelling in his body. And the flesh of slain beasts in his body will become his own tomb. For I tell you truly, he who kills, kills himself. And whosoever eats the flesh of slain beasts, eats of the body of death. And their death will become his death. For the wages of sin is death. Kill not, neither eat the flesh of your innocent prey, lest you become the slaves of Satan. For that is the path of sufferings, and it leads unto death. But do the will of God, that his angels may serve you on the way of life. Obey therefore the words of God, quote, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is breath of life, I give every green herb for meat." Unquote. And that quote, of course, is from the second chapter of the book of Genesis, at the very beginning. "Also the milk of everything that moveth and that liveth upon each shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given unto them, so I give their milk unto you. But flesh and the blood which quickens it shall ye not eat." And Jesus continued, "God commanded your forefathers, thou shalt not kill. But their heart was hardened, and they killed. Then Moses desired that at least they should not kill men, and he suffered them to kill beasts. And then the heart of your forefathers was hardened yet more, and they killed men and beasts likewise. But I say to you, kill neither men nor beasts, nor yet the food which goes into your mouth. For if you eat living food, the same will quicken you. But if you kill your food, the dead food will kill you also. For life comes only from life, and from death comes always death. For everything which kills your foods kills your bodies also, and everything which kills your bodies kills your souls also. And as your bodies become what your foods are, even as your spirits likewise become what your thoughts are. With the chastity and food and drink will go another kind of chastity, the one that pertains to sex. One will not suppress all sexual desire, for repression can only breed neurosis and prepare the way for a downfall, but he will be ever seeking to sublimate it. He will understand that nature's purpose in this instinct is to preserve the race, and will channel it so as to fulfill that purpose, never making it an end in itself, a source of physical pleasure. For when it becomes that, it turns into a drug that anesthetizes the spirit and begins to defeat nature's purpose of procreation by encouraging the invention and use of contraceptives. In short, the sincere and conscientious aspirant will reorient his entire mode of life in eating and drinking, thinking, acting, feeling, etc. He will gradually weed out of his mind all irrelevant and unhealthy desires, until he gradually attains the state of purity and simplicity that marks the child. Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. St. Matthew. All religious teachers the world over laid great stress on higher moral values, and these, in fact, constitute the groundwork for their teachings. A true master always insists on the maintaining of a record of daily lapses in thought, word, and deed, from non-injury, truth, chastity, universal love, and selfless service of all, the five cardinal virtues that pave the way for spirituality. It is only the knowledge of our faults that can make us weed them out and strive in the right direction. Through all this process of reintegration, his inspiration will be the example of his master and the inner experience he gives. His master's life will be a living testament, beckoning him toward the ideal of Satachar, and the experience he has of the word within will stand as a proof of the truth of what his master teaches. Satachar is no dry discipline that can be attained by following certain set formulae. It is a way of life, and in such matters only heart to heart can speak. It is this that makes satsang, or association with a true master, so important. It not only serves as a constant reminder of the goal before the seeker, but through the magic touch of personal contact, gradually transforms his entire mode of thinking and feeling. As his heart and mind under this benign influence grow gradually purer, his life more fully centers in the divine. In short, as he increasingly realizes in practice the ideal of Satachar, his thoughts, now scattered and dissipated, will gain equipoise and integration till they arrive at so fine a focus that the veils of inner darkness are burnt to cinders and the inner glory stands revealed. And I want to read the first part, approximately the first half, of what we called Circular Letter Number 1. This was originally issued on May 1st, 1956. It was the first of the numbered circulars, which came quite a few of them eventually. And Master says, this of course was right after his tour, 55 tour, "With the grace of my master, my tour to the United States and Europe has been successful. With the loving cooperation and sacrifice of all over there, for whom I have great appreciation in my mind. On my return from the tour, it has come to my notice that there exist misapprehensions, which, if not guarded against or checked, might prove harmful to many interested in the path. These are mostly concerned with the outer aspects of life. It is therefore considered advisable to clarify the position in this respect. The subject of the spirit is the most ancient and the most authentic of all subjects. Its history is coeval with that of man. It is based on two cardinal principles of love and service, or in other words, selfless service. By love, serve one another has been the slogan of all sages through the ages. God is love, and he loves those who love his creatures. He prayeth best who loveth best all things both great and small. For the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all." Of course, that's a quote from the Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Coleridge. Again, it is said, and it's from the same source, "He prayeth well who loveth well both man and bird and beast." We may take any scripture we like, we find an exhortation in most emphatic terms on love. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, that God manifests himself to one who knows how to love." Loving and selfless service to humanity is the cornerstone of all religious philosophies, and no one can make any progress on the spiritual path without cultivating love within him. The seed of spirituality that the Master so lovingly sows in the arid soil of our hearts has to be nurtured with the waters of love if quick results are desired. We must so mold our life and conduct that all our acts bespeak his love. We must transform the desert of our heart into a veritable garden of love, full of lovely blossoms and luscious fruits. From our heart should spring an eternal fountain of love, so that whosoever comes in contact with it is drenched with love to the very core of his heart. The cause of the Master is the cause of God. It is no religion in the commonly accepted sense of the word, and yet it is the highest religion based on love alone. We cannot keep the illimitable God in watertight, limited compartments. God himself has declared, "I neither live on the high heavens nor on the earth below, yet the wonder of wonders is that I live in the heart of a Mohman or God-man." Again, spiritual teaching and training is a living and practical subject, quite different from secular and sectarian dogmas and so many creeds that we have today. Life, light, and love, coming from a living master, well out spontaneously from the heart, not from any books on theology. No doubt everything has its own value, but in a world of relativity, the values are all relative. A positive contact with the live principles of living God is something unique. It stands on a footing which is entirely different. In this vast creation, everyone is gifted with an individual perception. The heredity, the environment, and the teachings inculcated all combine to make one what he is. We cannot blame anyone for thinking differently in his own way. Everyone has his own temperament and his own way of thinking. They must differ, and they do differ vehemently. There's no help for it. It is, on the other hand, the sign of sentient life. We must not, therefore, on that account, cross swords with them, even if in their ignorance they, at all times, may talk ill of the spiritual teachings and use harsh words. They cannot help it. But that should not disturb the true seekers after truth. We must be polite and gentle and even humble in our conduct. Bandying of words does not help. We may try to remove misunderstandings, if any, sweetly and gently, but not in an antagonistic spirit. It is advised that individual persons, including representatives, group leaders, and other old and new initiates, should not enter into any sort of discussions or disputes with any religious bodies, circles, faiths, or sects, etc. If any such bodies do enter into such things, they may be directed to refer to the Master for an appropriate reply. It would be better to turn aside rather than to break our own head in an attempt and injure the great cause for which we stand. God knows his purpose well and has diverse ways to fulfill the same without you and me, so it will not pay to quarrel with our neighbors. It is said that those who try to live by the sword perish by the sword. The entire Christian philosophy is summed up in the memorable precepts of Jesus Christ. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, from the Gospel of Matthew. And love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect, also from Matthew, and so said all other masters who came in the past. If we live up to these teachings, there could be no trouble at all. The royal monk Ashoka, in one of his rock edicts, tells us, He who reveres his own sect but disparages the sects of others does great injury to his own, for he lacks the essentials of a religion. The above remarks apply equally in your dealings with one another. You are all knit together by the loving grace of the Master in bonds of common fellowship. Honest differences of opinion may arise, and at times do arise, but these must be resolved happily by friendly exchange of thought and mutual discussion, free from bitterness and rancor. If in spite of this these persist, a timely reference to the Master would be a welcome resort, rather than to indulge in widening the gulf between ourselves by encouraging vociferous tendencies. All those who help in the Master's cause in whatsoever way are the chosen ones. Whenever a Master Spirit comes into the world, he brings his own staff with him. Whoever puts in a stone in his edifice does service to him. It therefore behooves all the more that such selfless workers should present a true model of common brotherhood, rather than to add another discord where there is already so much. Again, service is service, and must be rendered in a true spirit of service. Service must come before self. All thoughts of self must be sacrificed at the altar of service. That service alone is acceptable to the Master, as is voluntary, free, and untarnished by even the least traces of self. It must not be rendered in an animal spirit, a fighting mood, just as a matter of right or routine, all of which tend to lower the true spirit and dignity of service. There is one more point that may not be lost sight of in respect of service. Nobody can render service or even think of rendering it unless he is so actuated by the Master power, permeating in the very fibers of his being. So one should never think, with all that he does, that he has done any service. It is therefore said that one living in the house of the Master and carrying out his behests should never feel that he has done anything. And this, in fact, is the veritable truth, because all credit goes to the motor power, or the great dynamo, working in and through each individual. One must, therefore, feel and see the Master hand working behind the scene. All such service is glorious indeed, as it is free from all taints of the self. And I want to read one more paragraph. That what I just read is from The Way of the Saints and is published under the title The Outer Aspects of Life. And it was, of course, as I said, circular number one. This is from circular number three in the same book, published under the title Ends and Means. And Master says, it is very necessary to distinguish clearly the ends from the means. To lay too much stress on the means is likely to make us gradually forget our objective and to become fossilized. Once we know, for example, that abstinence from all kinds of meat diet and spirituous liquors helps us on the spiritual path, it is enough that we avoid them. But to take it as an end in itself is to miss the goal. Offending others because they eat meat is worse than meat eating itself. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. Live and let others live. Welcome those are who choose to come on the way, but we have no right to hate or offend others because they eat meat. Vegetarian diet is essentially a helping factor for those who would prefer to follow the teachings of the Master. Hafiz, a great saint, says, drink wine, burn the holy scriptures, and put Kaaba, the house of God, on fire. You may do all this, but never offend or molest anybody. If you are really anxious to meet God, you should not offend or molest the heart of anybody, which is the dwelling house of God. It may, however, be stated that if one adheres to strict vegetarian diet, that will help a good deal in having normal life, but does not necessarily result in better tempers, controlled sex life, or detachment from gross thoughts, desires, and actions, worldly ambitions, possessiveness, lust, or greed. Kabir says, if you leave hearth and home and retire to a secluded place and live on pure vegetarian diet, even then the mind does not leave off its base habits. Alongside such essential and positive aids, we must religiously devote regular time to the spiritual practices of contacting the light and sound so as to cut down the ramifications of mind, which is so very necessary for self-realization and God-realization, and mold our life accordingly. I would like to add that for the aspirants on the path, it is but necessary that so long as one is in the physical body, vegetarianism should be strictly adhered to. The unholy may be sanctified and made holy only when one is altogether above body consciousness. And relaxation in the matter of diet would not only be a positive hindrance in meditations, but would unnecessarily contract karmic reaction. No doubt there is life principle in all types of diets, yet in the vegetables it is in the lowest form, and as such the least harmful. The real goal is to use every means possible to rise into full God consciousness.
सतगुर दाता मिल मिलाओ हर नाम देवो आधारे
हुण गुरु अमरदास जी उस परमात्मा दे अगे फरियाद करदे है कि हे परमात्मा तू मेहर कर दया कर तेरी दया दे नाल ही असीं सतगुरु नूं मिल सकदे हैं अगर तू दया करे तां फिर ही सानूं सतगुरु नाम दे सकदा है
Now Guru Amar Das Ji Maharaj again makes the request and prays to Lord that, O Lord, you have mercy on us, you shower grace on us. Because only if you will shower grace on us, we'll be able to meet the Sadguru. And only if Sadguru is gracious on us, we can get naam.
Mahatma ne koi fauj nahi khadi karni, unna nu koi jyade chele banaun de vich shauk nahi hunda ga. Eh ta unna di diya hi hai, jede sanu naam daan baksh dinde.
Mahatmas do not have to make an army of the disciples. They are not fond of making many disciples. It is only their grace that we get naam initiation from them.
सतगुर दाता मेल मिलावो हरे नाम देओ आधारी मनसा मार दुधास सहज समाणी पाया नाम अपारा हर रस चाख मने
ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਪਾਪੀ ਜਾਂ ਭੈੜੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਹੋਈਏ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਰੱਖਾਂਗੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਪਾਪ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਰੇ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਗੇ
ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਸਿਨਰਸ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਔਰ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਬੈਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਬਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਫੇਥ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਓਬੇ ਦੀ ਇੰਸਟਰਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਡੂ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੈਨ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਸਿਨਸ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਵਾਸ਼ਡ ਅਵੇ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਆਲਸੋ ਬਿਕਮ ਗੁੱਡ ਮੈਨ
ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਸ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ
ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਆਫ ਰਿਮੂਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਿਨਸ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਬ ਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਧਰਿਓ ਪਿਓ ਪਾਪ ਕਾ ਨਾਸ ਮਾਨੋ ਚਿੜਗੀ ਆ ਕੀ ਪੜੀ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਕਾਸ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਐਸ ਸੂਨ ਐਸ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਾਸ ਪੁੱਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਾਰਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਸਿਨਸ ਵਰ ਬਰਨਟ ਅਵੇ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਫਾਇਰ ਬਰਨਸ ਦ ਪਾਇਲ ਆਫ ਡਰਾਈ ਗ੍ਰਾਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਜਸਟ ਲਿਟਲ ਪਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਰਿਮੂਵਡ ਔਰ ਬਰਨਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਸਿਨਸ
ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਬੁਰਾ ਕਮਾ ਕੇ ਬਾਂਧੀ ਬਿਕੀ ਪੋਟ ਕੋਟ ਕਰਮ ਛਿਨਵੇਂ ਕਟੇ ਜਦ ਆਏ ਗੁਰੂ ਓਟ
ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਡਿਡ ਮੈਨੀ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਕਲੈਕਟਡ ਅ ਬਿਗ ਬਰਡਨ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਡ੍ਰੌਪ ਦੈਟ ਬਰਡਨ ਐਟ ਹਿਸ ਫੀਟ ਐਂਡ ਜਸਟ ਬਾਈ ਹਿਸ ਵਨ ਗਲਾਂਸ ਵੀ ਰਿਮੂਵਡ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਸਿਨਸ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸੋਨਾ ਕਾਂ ਹੀ ਨਾ ਗਲੇ ਲੋਹਾ ਘੁਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਏ ਬੁਰਾ ਭਲਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤ ਕਦੇ ਨਰਕ ਨਾ ਜਾਏ
Kabir Sahib says that the gold cannot be eaten up by rust and the iron cannot be eaten up by the ants. In the same way, if one is the disciple of the master, whether he is good or bad, he will never go to the hell.
Guru Bhagat kad banda hai jad phaile hoye khayal nu ikattha karke the akhan de piche leunda hai jad suraj chandrama sitare nang janda hai agge guru swarup aa janda hai simran sanu utho tak le janda hai guru bhakti utthe ja ke mukammal ho jandi hai.
When does one become the devotee of the master? Only when he comes to the eye center, when he withdraws his attention from all the nine openings and get to the eye center, and after crossing the sun, star, moon, when he reaches the radiant form of the master, then he completes his devotion to the master and then he becomes the real devotee to the master.
Agge guru da kam hai uparle mandalan de vich le jana oh naal ho ke inu upar le janda hai.
After that it is the work of the master. Master accompanies him in the inner planes.
Har ras chakh mane nirmal hua kilekh ka snihara shabd marho phir jeevo sadhi taan phir maran na hoi.
Han guru sahib kehnde hai shabd de vich hi marna hai, shabd de vich hi jeona hai, ke jithe assi jana hai jinde ji us jagah nu dekhna hai.
Now guru sahib say that we have to live in the shabd, we have to die in the shabd. It means that we have to go to that place while living where we are supposed to go after dying.
Jinde maran to paap aatma da ehi hai ke saadi aatma is jagah to utthe vich aayi kanna vich aayi.
It means to say by that once our soul goes and becomes one with the oversoul, then who wants to come back again in this world to suffer the pains of birth and death?
Shabd marao phir jiyo sadhi
ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜਦ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਹ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਪੀ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਦਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਮਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
Now he says that when our soul drinks the nectar of life, then she becomes immortal.
ਬਾਹਰ ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਹਰਾ ਭਰਾ ਰੱਖ ਦੇਵੇ ਔਰ ਸਾਡੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਅਮਰ ਕਰ ਦੇਵੇ.
There is no water outside which can keep our life always.
ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਅਸਤੂਲ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਕਾਰਨ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਪੜਦੇ ਲਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਰਜੋ ਗੁਣ ਤਮੋ ਗੁਣ ਸਤੋ ਗੁਣ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ 25 ਪ੍ਰਕਿਰਤੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਮਨ ਔਰ ਮਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਹਟਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਪਿਓਰ ਔਰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਦਸਵੇਂ ਦੁਆਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਦਾ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
There is no water outside which can keep our soul for always in this world and which can make us immortal. That water is in our within. When we remove all the three vaishyas, physical, astral and causal from our soul, and after rising above rajogun, tamogun, sattogun and 25 prakritis, mind and maya, when we reach dasma dwar and master gets manifested there, there lies the nectar of life, the water of life, and master gives us the cup full of that nectar of life which makes us immortal.
ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਕਹਿਤਾ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਆਬੇ ਹਯਾਤ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ.
Some masters call it nectar, some masters, the Muslim masters call it as the life of the water of the life, and many other masters also call it as the water of the life.
ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਾਂਡਾ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਉਲਟਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਟਪਕ ਵੀ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਲੋ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਪੀ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਭਾਂਡੇ ਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ. ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਂਦੇ ਭਾਂਡੇ ਕਛੂ ਨਾ ਸਮਾਵੇ ਸਿੱਧੇ ਪਵਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਧਾਰ. ਅਗਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਭਾਂਡਾ ਹੀ ਉਲਟ ਹੈ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਸਾਲ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਰਹੇ ਇੱਕ ਕਤਰਾ ਵੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਏਗਾ. ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਭਾਂਡੇ ਨੂੰ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਨਾ ਭਰ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਤੀਸਰੀ ਨਾ ਭਰ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਆਖਰ ਭਰ ਹੀ ਜਾਏਗਾ.
Now our vessel is upside down, it is inverted, and that is why the nectar which we are receiving from our master is being drunk by lust, anger, greed, attachment and egoism. We need to turn our vessel so that the nectar which master is sending to us may fill our cup, may fill our vessel and we may become immortal. Guru Nanak Sahib says that when the vessel is upside down or inverted, then no matter how much it rains, it is not going to fill up. If it is in the right direction, then maybe in one rain or next rain, it will get filled up. So we need to put our vessel at the right place.
Guru Nanak Sahib kende amrit ras satguru chu aaya dasme dwar pragat hoya aaya.
Guru Nanak Sahib says that master appears in the dasma dwar and he makes us drink the nectar.
Guru Nanak Sahib phir kende nanak amrit ek hai paiya gur prasad tinni pita rang so jin ko likhya aad.
Again Guru Nanak Sahib says that Nanak, there is only one nectar which we get by the grace of master, and only those in whose faith it is written get to drink this nectar.
Amrit naam sada man meetha shabde paave koi daate daat rakhi hath apne jis paave.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਮਤਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਿਲ ਹੈ, ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕੋਲੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਲੈ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਖੁੱਲੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿਹਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਪਿਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਹਨੂੰ ਹਾਲਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਫੇਰਨਾ ਹੈ.
ਨੋ ਵਨ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਵਟ ਇਸ difficult in going to the masters, because masters always come in this world and we can go to them anytime we want and get that nectar. But Guru Sahib says that no, that is not the case. It is all kept in the hands of God, and only He knows that who is going to get the nectar of life and who is not, who is again coming in this world and who is going to be liberated. It is all in the hands of God, and unless He is gracious on us, we cannot go to the master and get that nectar.
ਸੰਤ ਵਜੀਦਾ ਆਪਣੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏ ਤੂੰ ਸਦਾ ਅਮਰ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਬੜਾ ਯੋਧਾ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਤਕੜਾ ਹੈ, ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਜੇਤਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇਂਗਾ, ਸਾਰੀ ਸ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਰਾਜ ਕਰ ਲਵੇਂਗਾ. ਉਸ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਦੀ ਖੋਜ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਆਪਣੇ ਘੋੜੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੜਾਇਆ, ਆਖਰ ਉਹ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋਇਆ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਮਿਲਿਆ. ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਥਰਥਲ ਪਾਈ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਇਹ ਅਮਰ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਬੜਾ ਤੰਗ ਕਰੇਗਾ. ਆਖਰ ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਕੀ ਕੀਤਾ, ਇੱਕ ਐਸੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਧਾਰਿਆ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪੂੰ ਰੱਥ ਸਰੀਰ ਬੜਾ ਫਟਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਖਾਇਆ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਦੇਖ ਇਨਸਾਨ, ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਬੜਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਲਿਆ ਪੀਤਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਇਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਤੂੰ ਪੀਏਗਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੋਏਗੀ. ਤੋ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫੜ ਕੇ ਪੀਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਜਦ ਉਸਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਆਪਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਿਆਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ.
Alexander the Great was told by some people that if he searches for the nectar and if he drinks that, he can become immortal. And because he is a great warrior and his purpose or his mission is to conquer all the world, he should definitely have that nectar so that he may become immortal and conquer the whole world. Day and night he searched for the nectar, and at the end he was successful in getting that nectar. Negative power thought that this Alexander is a warrior, and he has already disturbed many people in the world. And if he will become immortal, it means that his troubles will go on forever. So that is why negative power came in the form of one leper, one very bad-looking man. And from his body, dirt and blood and all that person things were coming out. And he came to Alexander and told him that, what are you doing? Don't drink this nectar, because I was also told that if I will drink the nectar, I will become immortal. But look at my condition, because I drank that nectar, which is called the water of immortality, and this is my condition, this has happened to me, so don't drink that. So unless it is written in the fate, you cannot have that nectar.
So Sant Vajida kenda hai, Shah Shikandar tunde aav hajatanu, vich pahaadaan phirda dente raatanu, pher na pita pyaala apne dast par, Vajida kaun kahe saib nu enji ni enji kar.
So Sant Vajida writes in his writing that Alexander the Great was searching for the water of life, and he searched for it day and night in the mountains and in the plains. And when in the end he got water of life, the nectar, then he was not able to drink it.
Agar Paramatma daya na kare, meher na kare, assi salaha karde karde, haan, bai terin banange, ਸਤਸੰਗ ਸੁਣਾਂਗੇ, ਫਿਰ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਲਵਾਂਗੇ। ਮੌਤ ਨੇ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਮਾਰ ਲੈਣੀ ਹੈ। ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਪਲੈਨਿੰਗਾਂ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਪਲੈਨਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਇਆ ਨਾ ਕਰੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਤੋਂ, ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਵਾਂਝੇ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਇਫ ਗੋਡ ਡਸਨਟ ਸ਼ਾਵਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਔਨ ਅਸ, ਵੀ ਮੇ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਵੈਜੀਟੇਰੀਅਨ ਡਾਇਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਅਟੈਂਡ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਪ੍ਰੀਪੇਅਰ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ ਫਾਰ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਲੇਟਰ ਔਨ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ। We go on planning like this, but we don't know that at what time we are going to leave this world. We know about our plannings, but we have no knowledge of the planning of God. Who knows that when we will leave this world and we will remain without this nectar of naam.
So Guru Sahib kehde hai, daate daat rakhi hath apne jis paave tis dei.
So Guru Sahib here says that the giver has kept this gift in his hand, and with whomever he is pleased, he give that to him.
ਦਾਤ ਦਾਤ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੱਥ ਆਪਣੇ ਜਿਸ ਪਾਵੇ ਤਿਸ ਦੀ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਰਤੀ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਇਆ ਦਰਗਹਿ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਨੂੰ ਹੈ, ਸੁੱਖ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਨੂੰ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਤ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਕਿ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹੀ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਸ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਪੀਸ, ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ, ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਅਬਜ਼ਰਵਡ ਇਨ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕਮ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਗੋਡ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਪੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਆਪ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ 'ਚ ਲਿਖਦੇ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮਹੀਣ ਨਕਟੇ ਨਰ ਦੇਖੇ ਤਿਨ ਖਸ ਖਸ ਨਾਕ ਵਢਈਐ।
ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਨੋਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਰਬਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਨੋਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਆਨਰਡ ਐਨੀਵੇਅਰ।
ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਜਿਨੀ ਐਸਾ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਚੇਤਿਆ ਸੇ ਕਾਹੇ ਜਾ ਗਾਏ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਡਿਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਨਾਮ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ।
ਇਹ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਨਮ ਦੁਰਲੱਭ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਬਿਨ ਬਿਰਥਾ ਸਭ ਜਾਏ।
This human birth is precious, but without naam, it is being wasted.
ਹੁਣ ਬਤ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਬੀਜਿਆ ਗੇ ਭੁੱਖਾ ਕਿਆ ਖਾਏ।
If you do not sow the seed of naam in this lifetime, what will you eat when you will leave this world?
ਮਨਮੁਖਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਰ ਜਨਮ ਹੈ, ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਪਾਏ।
Manmukhs will get another birth. This is what pleases Nanak, or this is in the will of Nanak.
ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੀਏ, ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਫਲਾ ਬਣਾਈਏ, ਇਸ ਜੋ ਮਾਲਕ ਨੇ ਵਕਤ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਉਠਾਈਏ।
ਸੋ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਇਨਸਟਰਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਡੂ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਗ੍ਰਾਂਟਿਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਗੋਡਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ, ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਯੂਟੀਲਾਈਜ਼ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਟੇਕ ਫੁੱਲ ਐਡਵਾਂਟੇਜ ਐਂਡ ਫੁੱਲ ਬੈਨੀਫਿਟ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ।
ਟਾਕ ਇਸ ਗਿਵਨ ਔਨ June 28, 1980 ਇਨ ਹਿਊਸਟਨ, ਟੈਕਸਸ। A closing bhajan is Sawandatulalji Kripalji on page 269. You are a jewel of Sawan, O Kripalji. You are the owner of the whole world. We have come to your court. Fill up the empty jholi. For you there are millions and thousands like me, O Satguru. But I am also standing at your door and calling you. I am caught in midstream. I have come to your door after getting kicked and knocked. Oh, beloved Satguru, embrace me. I don't have any control over my condition. Oh, giver, you had made promises to me. Come and fulfill those promises. Forget my mistakes and dwell in my heart. Oh, beloved Satguru, for you all the ways are open. I will bear all the pain with your support. Even the moon has hidden in the clouds after weeping, seeing my condition. Even the water of my eyes has dried up. Now all the night is over, the dawn has come. Still you have not come. What do I do, O my beautiful one? I am overwhelmed. All my life I will weep expecting your coming. All the beds are false. I will sleep on the true bed. The servant says, O Kripalji, gracious to the poor ones, the whole world is false. Only the relationship between you and me is real. You are a jewel of Sawan, O Kripalji. You are the owner of the whole world. We have come to your court. Fill up the empty jhole. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 269.
Sawan Datu Lal Ji Kirpal Ji Sare Jag Datu Wali Aaye Tere Darbar Ji Jholi Bhar De O Khali सावन दातु लाल जी किर पाल जी सारे जग दातु वाली आए तेरे दरबार जी जोली भर दे ओ खाली मेरे जैया तेनु लखा ते हजारा लखा ते हजारा मैं भी ता खड़ी सतगुरु तैनु पुकारा मेरे जैया तैनु लखा ते हजारा लखा ते हजारा मैं भी ता खड़ी सतगुरु तैनु पुकारा फसीहा विच मजदार दे तेरे द्वार ते आई रुल दी रुलांदी गला लगा ले सतगुरु प्यारे आ मेरी पेश न जांदी सावन दा तू लाल जी किर पाल जी सारे जग दा तू वाली आए तेरे दरबार जी चोली पर दियो किते सी कॉल दाता आके निभाजा आके निभाजा पुल जा पुला मेरी दिल च समाजा दिल च समाजा किते सी कॉल दाता आके निभाजा आके निभाजा पुल जा पुला मेरी दिल च समाजा दिल च समाजा खुले हैं सारे रास्ते तेरे वास्ते मेरे सतगुरु प्यारे कट लवांगे सारे दुखड़े एक तेरे सावन दा तू लाल जी किर पाल जी सारे जग दा तू वाली आए तेरे दरबार जी चोली दे ओ खाली चंदा वी रो रो के बदला च लुक गया बदला च लुक गया मेरी अखियां दा पानी वी सुक गया पानी वी सुक गया चंदा वी रो रो के बदला च लुक गया बदला च लुक गया मेरी अखियां दा पानी वी सुक गया पानी वी सुक गया मुक गई सारी रात वे होई पर बात वे तू अजे भी न आया की करा मेरे सोने आ दिल पर ਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਲਾਲ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਜੀ, ਸਾਰੇ ਜਗ ਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਵਾਲੀ, ਆਏ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਜੀ, ਪਰ ਦੇਉ ਸਾਰੀ ਉਮਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਤੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੋਵਾਂਗੀ, ਤੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੋਵਾਂਗੀ। ਝੂਠੀ ਹੈ ਸੇਜ ਸੱਚੀ, ਸੇਜ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੋਵਾਂਗੀ, ਸੇਜ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੋਵਾਂਗੀ। ਸਾਰੀ ਉਮਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਤੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੋਵਾਂਗੀ, ਤੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੋਵਾਂਗੀ। ਝੂਠੀ ਹੈ ਸੇਜ ਸੱਚੀ, ਸੇਜ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੋਵਾਂਗੀ, ਸੇਜ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੋਵਾਂਗੀ। ਦਾਸੀ ਕਹੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਜੀ ਦੀਨ ਦਿਆਲ ਜੀ, ਝੂਠਾ ਜਗ ਹੈ ਸਾਰਾ, ਸੱਚਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਹੈ ਤੁਮਾਰਾ ਹਮਾਰਾ। ਸਾਵਨ ਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਲਾਲ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਜੀ, ਸਾਰੇ ਜਗ ਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਵਾਲੀ, ਆਏ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਜੀ, ਚੋਲੀ ਦੇਉ ਖਾਲੀ।
All my life I will weep expecting your coming. All the beds are false, I will sleep on the true bed. The servant says, O Kripalji, gracious to the poor ones, the whole world is false. Only the relationship between you and me is real. You are a jewel of Sawan, O Kripalji. You are the owner of the whole world. We have come to your court. Fill up the empty jholi. May God bless us all.